Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Electric Avenue,
and then we'll take it higher.
Patrick Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
CFW. I have dinner taken care of for you with another In the Kitchen tip. You keep it right here. It's coming up this hour. It's so delicious. So good. It's coming up on CFW.
the CFW Workday with Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW. Brownville, where you're home for 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
pushing your love over the borderline. It's 105.7 CFW. Playing the 80s, 90s, and more. And also, I found the details on that haunted hotel that you can enter to win. I have those coming up for you in about 20 minutes from right now on CFW.
I packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days a week. A rocket.
Make their workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Find out in the kitchen with Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW.
Today is National Pierogi Day, and that's how you have to ask for them in the grocery store if you've never had pierogies before. They're in the frozen section, but it's so much more fun to say pierogi, and you can boil them. They're like mashed potato goodness inside of a pasta little clamshell. They're delicious. If you've never had one, you gotta have one on National Pierogi Day. Boil them and eat them that way, or this is what I do. Little olive oil in the pan, sear the top and bottom so it gets a little crunchy, and then you can do some sour cream, you can do some sautéed onions. Ah, life-changing. Happy pierogi day. Now I'm hungry.
Have to look good at it.
1057 CFW.
90s, and more on 105.7 CFW. Once again, thank you to all of our listeners who texted in suggestions on what my husband can do while he's out in Vegas for the very first time. I've never been there, but he's out there for work, and yesterday went to Caesar's Palace. He said he can't even begin to describe how big and beautiful that casino happens to be. The day before, he went to the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum because we love scary stuff. And then I come to find out that the El Cortez Hotel and Casino, one of the most haunted in all of Vegas, is offering up a ghost hunt through its haunted hallways to catch some spooky stuff. Now, I guess that hotel and casino located on Fremont Street, that's off the strip, I guess. But there's also a cash prize involved. You can enter now, but you won't be taking the ghost hunt until after Halloween. So it's the El Cortez Hotel and Casino in Vegas. Get yourself entered and just promise, if you win, can I come with
Make
you?
Make someone's day extra special. Open up the Civic Media app. Find CFW, then send us your birthday and anniversary shout-outs. Mike will pass them along weekday mornings at 8:15. Sponsored by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aqua Via Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Now's the perfect time to stock up on gift certificates from your favorite local restaurants. They make the perfect stocking stuffers and give you a head start on your holiday shopping. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Northern Paws Pet Lodge in Cadott salutes America's military working dogs. Canines have served in the military for over 100 years, and of course, they still serve today. So never forget the brave sacrifices these unsung heroes have made. For more information and ways to support military service dogs, just go online and search Military Canine Care. A message from Northern Paws Pet Lodge in Cadott. You can visit online at northernpaws.com or give them a call at 715-289-4244. They know we live in the land of the free thanks to the brave. That's Northern Paws Pet Lodge in Cadott.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to make it easier for families struggling with infertility to afford medical care. The Building Families Act, introduced on Tuesday, would require insurance companies to provide coverage for infertility treatments and fertility preservation services. Those medical services could cost families thousands of dollars currently, making things like IVF treatment financially out of reach for many residents. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed support for IVF, but said he had not seen the bill yet. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has asked a Waukesha County judge to pause a court order requiring the Wisconsin Elections Commission to verify the citizenship of registered voters prior to the February election. The DOJ submitted the request for a stay on Monday, pending an appeal of the Friday court order. Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell scheduled a hearing on the stay request for October 31st. Attorney General Josh Call says the court order would require a massive overhaul of the state's voter registration system. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake next week to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. Northwest Wisconsin organizations are inviting area residents to a number of events honoring Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Officials from Embrace are promoting a number of events with various local partners, including libraries, small businesses, and grocery stores, in an effort to highlight the available resources for people struggling with domestic violence. The organization is also inviting area residents to participate in their sixth annual Survived and Incarcerated in Wisconsin letter writing event, which will be held virtually on October 30th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39. CFW.
1057 CFW.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 1057 CFW.
Trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means.